Sigler Ministries, sharing the good news. Gary teaches practical lifestyles, with his main thrust being to reveal the Father heart of God toward humanity. May God richly bless you in your quest for a true spiritual life.
You know, several years ago, Lynn started asking me to come down here to his church and share. And I don't know, we'd been doing that, I guess, for a couple of years or so. And one time he was up at our place. And I said, Lynn, why don't you share with our group? And when I heard him speak, the first thing I thought about, why in the world is he having me come to his church? I had never heard anybody speak like that. And the funny part of it was, it wasn't funny, but I just get filled when I hear Lynn speak. And right now, the energy in here is so tremendous. We're ready, and I mean very ready, very close. There is coming, in fact, it's here now, a change. There is such an acceleration of consciousness. I remember, it hasn't been that many years ago, when there were certain people that I wouldn't listen to. And one of the people that I refused to listen to was a lady by the name of Esther Hicks. But several years ago, my brother said, he brought me a tape, and he said, I want you to listen to this. I said, what is it? He said, well, this is a channeling from a group of individuals known as Abraham. I said, you mean channeled from where? He said, well, channeled from the other side. I said, man, I don't want nothing to do with that. I've heard about that channeling stuff. I don't want to hear nothing like that. And you know, my brother bugged me for I don't know how long. And finally one day he said, listen, would you just take one tape and listen to it? I said, okay, but I'm telling you, I'm not getting involved with that channeling stuff. I listened to that tape. That's probably been almost 20 years ago. And since then, I've listened to this lady channeling this corporate entity called Abraham ever since. And I realized at that time how we as Christians totally shut God out of our lives because of a belief system. And I realized one day, you know, we're afraid of words like channeling. I did it all the time. But I called it prophesying or speaking forth the word of the Lord. If you're speaking for God and it's coming out of your intellect or, you know, it's not going to help anybody. But if you speak forth the words and the anointing of Christ, you are channeling. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's not coming from here. And there is such a vast difference between belief and knowing. I used to believe so many things, but I didn't know very much. We all believe Jesus is in us. I use this all the time. Yet when it comes down to some of the things that Lynn was talking about this morning, being God on this earth, there's going to come a day if you continually seek for truth that those veils are going to come off of your eyes and you're going to realize I am God on this earth.
Amen.
Am I saying I'm the almighty creator of the universe? We have a wrong concept of God. God is not an individual. God is all there is. There is nothing but God. Everything is God. And once your perception, if we're just willing to change, A lot of people ask me, how do I change? How do I go from believing a lot of stuff but not knowing? How do I do that? I believe it begins with a thought. I mentioned last month in our meetings that thoughts are the most powerful things in the universe. You know, before you do anything different, everything you do starts with a thought. Even if you decide to do something different in your life, it begins with a thought. And a thought coupled with your emotions will produce for you the most wonderful life of heaven on earth. Yes. You know, for years I couldn't say I am the light of the world. I'd say I believe it because Jesus said it. He said, "You are the light of the world," to his disciples. And I said, "I believe it." But then I would look at my condition, or I would think about something I did, and I'd say, that would defeat. I'm telling you, folks, today, with all boldness, I can say to you, I am the light of the world. I can say, I'm here. I came here on a mission to give you life.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Now see, that's true of all of us. Yes. And someday, and I believe it's going to be very quickly, there is such an acceleration of consciousness taking place on this earth.
Yes.
That you may be very hesitant to say anything so bold. And we don't go out and declare these things openly. We're in a meeting now. But, you know, I don't go out on the streets and say I'm God or I'm the light of the world. But it's not something you say. It's something you know. And when you know it, you don't even have to say it. The very atmosphere. I heard somebody say not long ago that the electric field around you, or what is called the aura, can extend out to 50 feet. And just by you being in a place, people will change.
Amen.
You don't even have to say a word.
Amen.
When you know the truth, not just believe, but you know the truth, you're experiencing heaven on earth. There's not absolutely one thing to wait for. I say this all the time. I do not want to go anywhere.
Amen.
You offer me to disappear here and go into another realm, whatever we think heaven is, I'm not interested. Because God wants to come to earth. Or I could say it this way. You wanted to come to earth.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a purpose for coming here.
Yes.
Now, all of us, going through the birth, forget everything. But you remember, I have ministered for years on the seed that you are.
Amen.
And the seed that you are, the seed that has been planted in this soil, there's a plan and a purpose for everyone. And you don't have to try to do anything. Once you know the truth, you just begin to flow with that life that's within you. You don't have to, you don't really have to do anything. Because what happens is that there is such an overwhelming power of love that grabs you. And you will have no evil, no pointing of the finger. And no judgment whatsoever. Can you imagine what it's like? I used to lay in bed at night, and I would try to imagine what it would be like to be so full of God and be like those apostles we read about. I'll tell you, July 11th, 1982, I woke up with that consciousness. You can watch me and look at me in the flesh and you'll see whatever you see. But see, one of the greatest things that Jesus ever said, don't judge according to the flesh.
Yes.
Because if you look at somebody and judge them according to the flesh, you still haven't seen the truth of your being. Because when you really see the truth of your being, you will see the truth of every being.
Amen.
Because we all came out of the same source. There is such an awakening and such a consciousness. Remember that holy city Revelation talks about that's coming down out of heaven from God? Oh my God, I'm experiencing that. It's coming down. It's not coming down out of the sky. It's coming down out of the heavens of your consciousness. I'm walking on streets of gold. What does that mean? I mean, what good is it if we did walk literally on streets of gold? But what does that mean? Gold, we know, represents God. And the streets represent your walk. So if you're walking in the divine life, you're walking on those streets of gold. Again, there is such a consciousness. And I know Lynn takes a lot of flack for what he teaches. But you're going to know the truth.
Yes.
And I don't think it's going to be very long. Because what the Bible calls Mystery Babylon, the great whore, is going to be exposed like it's never been exposed for 2,000 years.
Amen.
The lies, the manipulation, the way the word has been manipulated, the way you have been held in a prison because of your religious belief system, that's all going to be torn away from you. And I just pray to God that you're able to take it. Because the very foundations of some of the belief system that we've had are going to be proven to be wrong. And it's going to be exposed how you got the belief system and why you got it.
Yes.
Was simply for world domination, manipulation, and power.
Mm-hmm.
That's all religion has ever been about. Oh, but there's such an unveiling and such a revealing coming. And if you're able, and you are, the advice I would give everyone over the information that's going to come out probably within the next few months, is don't listen to your head.
Amen.
Because if you do, but listen with the heart.
Yes.
I used to tell people this all the time. When you hear me speak, I know what your mind is saying. But listen, and people tell me all the time, it sounds so good, but I can't believe it. I said, that's because you're listening to your mind. We have to begin to trust in that seed, that spirit, that anointing that's within us. Let it talk to you and let it guide you. And just ask, is this really true? Is it really true? And your mind will try to tell you no. That's why it is so one of the most important things you'll hear a spiritual teacher share with you today is to learn to be quiet. And know that you are God on this earth. Know that you were sent here with a purpose. And know that the seed in you will do nothing but reproduce the life, the nature, the character, the compassion, the loveliness of that love nature. God is love. We all know that. And when we begin to walk in that, to know everybody, no matter who you are here today, no matter what your experience or where your walk in life is, you're exactly where you need to be. You don't need to improve yourself. In fact, I can promise you that every one of you here tonight are perfect. Absolutely perfect. Oh, if you could just have that revelation. You are perfect. You know, when we first plant a seed in the ground, that seed is perfect. You know, when the little Barbara was sharing with us today how that little blade, that little green ear of corn began to pop up out of the ground, that ear of corn is perfect right where it's at. It's not fully mature, not fully grown, but it's perfect. And the seed in that corn knows how to reproduce the corn kingdom.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, you have the life in you. If you will just quit worrying and being concerned about it and keep judging yourself and know that no matter if there's just a little bit of life in you, perhaps maybe you've just been regenerated or just had your first experience with the Lord, just know that that seed knows how to reproduce God on this earth.
Yes.
And it will do just that. It can't do anything else. We've heard for years, every seed produces after its own kind. One of the things that stops us from really receiving the truth of our being, of course, is the teaching of sin. That we were born in sin, conceived in sin, and born in sin. That's one of the lies that so need to be exposed. You came from the very realms of glory.
Amen.
You are the most magnificent being. I think I said here last year, if any of you could see the true essence of your being, if you could see what we call our higher self, you're the most beautiful beings that shine with the glory and the magnificence of God.
Amen.
And that will be seen. That seed is that seed is accelerating its growth within each of us.
Yes.
You know what? If it wasn't, you wouldn't even be here. You wouldn't. You wouldn't be here. You may have a hard time believing what I'm saying, but if what I'm speaking isn't true of you, I can promise you, you wouldn't be here. It's not a coincidence when we all get together. God is doing a mighty work.
Yes, He is.
Not just in me and Lynn and, you know, a few people, but God is doing a corporate mighty work.
Yes.
In the sons and daughters of God. And I'll tell you, it's not going to be long. You talk about some have longed for years to see miracles and to see the power that Jesus is. But you know what? That's a wonderful thing. It really is. I would love to see my leg grow back. I can promise you it will. But more important than that is to have the being, the essence, the magnificence of God, who you are, be formed in you and begin to flow from you. Out of our innermost being flows rivers of living water.
Yes.
Oh. Everywhere you go, even without speaking a word, people will change. People will say, I used to go to work on Monday morning. I'm talking, well, probably at least 30 years ago. And people would say, it's Monday morning. How can you be so happy? And I never preached anybody in those days. I was too timid. I mean, I never said a word. But people notice. I walked in a house one day back in 1986 in a house I'd never been in. I walked in that house, and there was a young boy there, probably about 9 years old. And when I walked in the house and the lady was taking me back to show me my room, this young boy said, Mom, did you feel the peace that came in this house when he walked in here?
Amen.
How can you? All of us, I know our hearts. The people of God are crying.
Yes.
And groaning and travailing for the manifestation of the sons of God. And if you'll just be quiet long enough, And if you can drop all your belief systems, I tell you the truth, folks, you don't need to believe anything. It's what really keeps us in prison is a belief that will stop a truth from coming forth. It's so grievous today. People still say to me all the time, you say that people can be saved without knowing Jesus. I mean, you know what? That's pitiful. It's pitiful that you don't think that God loves you enough to bring you into the truth if you don't even know his name.
Yes.
You don't have to call him Yeshua or Yahashua. You just have to have a heart that wants to know truth.
Yes.
You can find more truth, believe me, more truth outside of Christianity than you can find in Christianity. Because they will not let you know the truth. They will hinder your truth. They will put you in those belief systems, and once you get trapped in a belief system, you can come out of it. I did. Many of us have come out of those belief systems. But see, it's a heart. Do you really want to think you're right, or do you want to be right? Because to be right, you will give people the liberty. Why do I care what you believe, Lynn? Why do I care? And why, if I'm a pastor of a church, why do I feel like I have to control what my people believe? Pastors don't know it, but they literally usurp the power of the Holy Spirit in people's lives because they teach them what to believe and what not to believe. I can't tell you how many times as a young Christian I was told, don't read that book.
Yeah.
I had a pastor one time tell me I had a book from Walter Lane. He said, you don't want to read that stuff. Well, I'd already read it. It was too late. There is so much truth out there. If you don't have a belief system that will block your mind. There's a lot of prejudice against what people are calling the New Age movement. Listen, those people have more common sense than Christians.
Amen.
Because they've discovered some truth about getting out of the box. I was told not to listen to Wayne Dyer and Deepak Chopra. Well, those guys help me more. Because see, you have the spirit within that can discern between what you need to hear and what you don't need to hear. Now, you may hear something, you say, that's not for me. I've done that. Maybe 5 years later, you'd be eating that stuff up. But it takes an openness. To even admit to yourself, well, I was wrong about that. I was in a belief system that I couldn't accept it at the time. The only thing we need, I've been saying this for 35 years, only thing you need, fall in love with God. Fall in love with Him. Just fall in love with Him. And when you do, you will love everybody. And you won't speak against the prostitute and what we call the gay lifestyle. You need to leave all that stuff alone and don't judge anybody.
Amen.
Leave it alone. Because some of them will make it into the kingdom, heaven on earth, before some of the religious people that are pointing the fingers. Leave judgment. If we just leave judgment alone, you don't have to approve of it. You don't have to like it. Don't judge it. Love it. Love the person. Minister to the person. Be open to the person. We had a family, we went to a church years ago that there was a young boy there, and we watched him grow up. And even as a little child, he was the first one to the altar, raising his hands and praising God. And when he got to be about 16 years old, he went before the church one day, and he was sobbing, and he said, I just have to tell you this. I'm gay. I fought it. I hate it. I don't want to be like this. But and you know what happened? His parents threw him out of the house. And then he called at Christmas time and said, can I come home and have dinner with you? They wouldn't even let him come in the house until he changed his lifestyle. That's Christian 101. I don't want that. The only thing that's going to change anybody is if they know that you love them. If you love them and are open to them, if there's any change to be made, it will be made inside by that seed that's growing. I gave up. I was so thankful years ago. I gave up thinking I needed to change anybody. We don't need to change anybody. We need to change, and we don't even need to try to change ourselves. It's us that changes by the power of an endless life. The very day you first had a regeneration experience, you began an ascension process. That's when you begin to ascend. And it's not going to be much longer. You're going to see folks that have fully matured and ascended in consciousness. And we can all be a part of that if we're just open and know I am God.
This concludes this message. For additional copies or more information, write Gary and Carol Sigler, 135 Chinquapin Drive, Brunswick, Georgia, 31523. Phone 912-275-8585 or email gary@sigler.org. All messages are distributed at no charge as finances permit. These messages may not be sold, however, you may distribute them freely.